silent and empty. This is Mykolaivka. It's like this across many towns and villages in the east of Ukraine. Russia says it wants to take the Donbas region. Most people here have fled, fearing the Russian advance. Those who remain wait for whatever supplies they can get.
They are giving humanitarian aid. I don't know what it is exactly, but everyone else is here, so I'm here.
Inside, volunteers pack food for those in need. Umar is helping distribute the bags of chicken and canned food.
Have you seen what's going on outside? They're firing. Have you filmed anything out there? Have you seen the strikes? It's every day. It's very hard. The elderly are struggling while the children are playing. Now it's hard. Let's see what happens in the future.
The local council would usually cut the grass here. Now it's left for the goats. A rare sight of a child playing. The occasional sound of rocket and artillery fire in the distance. They don't even flinch here anymore.
Mykolaivka is around 12 kilometers away from where Russian troops are. There used to be 15,000 people living here, but many have left. But amongst those that still remain, opinions are divided.
I think Ukraine should be an independent country, but without foreign influence, to be without Uncle Sam. I think we don't need them. Ukraine was a very rich country. Look what they have done. The US are not good. I don't think they have ever done anything good for us or that they ever will.
Russian-backed forces took this town back in 2014, only to be pushed out by the Ukrainian military.
I don't hope for anything good. I don't care anymore at my age. I'm worrying about young people, the small children. They haven't even had the chance to live. We have our families, people we love. Why are they bombing? Why are they killing children?
The military told us we're not allowed to film places that have been struck in this town. It is in the path of the Russian advance. And many here believe it's only a matter of time before Russian forces try and take it. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Mykolaivka.